This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. The Boschendal Manor House Gallery at Boschendal Wine Estate is the setting for the collaboration they now have with the Norval Foundation. And there are two wonderful exhibitions on at the moment, but we're going to speak to Claire Patrick, who's the exhibition manager at Norval, and she's the curator of Horizon, a group exhibition showing a century of landscape art. Now, let's start with that, Claire. First of all, the Sanlam collection and the job that you had of choosing. How did you go about that whole curatorial function, putting together this landscape exhibition?
Yeah, well, thank you, and thanks for having me. I think really to work with the Sanlam collection has been a big honor because it is such a historic collection in the country, and it has such a long history of collecting work from across the country and different artists. So it really was a sort of process of looking through the collection. The scope of the exhibition overall was very far-reaching and broad initially, and I was able to sort of pick out what was going to work for the exhibition. And then, yeah, really, I wanted to sort of scan and scope through the broad expanse of the collection and demonstrate the different focuses of the collection through the years it's been collecting. And I think landscape in South Africa is such a pertinent issue. So it was quite a nice way to grapple with that concept and then also scan through the mass amount of work in the collection overall.
And what did it mean to you having that vast array? And what was the story you were trying to get across to us?
I think really just the different approaches to landscape painting, landscape art in general, the breadth of what's available in the collection, and also just the different focuses that different artists have used, either very realistic approaches to landscape or quite abstracted, quite simplified. What I am really excited about with this exhibition is that there's such a broad variety of work in the show.
And a broad variety of media, from video through to classical woodcuts.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, right through to sort of a classic pioneer and then a David Goldblatt photograph, Ashley Walters. And yeah, I think really the variety of work and the variety of artists that I've been able to sort of represent has been really important in making the show.
And of course, it's a very particular setting. I mean, it's a very sympathetic setting, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, it's the Boschendal wine farm is incredibly picturesque. It's very beautiful. Even just the drive out from Cape Town is gorgeous. And I think, again, to sort of push and pull a little bit with that beauty and then the narrative of what exists in that landscape and some of its more difficult history as well, to sort of think through that a little bit in the work has been really interesting.
So it's quite provocative in those kind of ways in its quiet own way. And tell us a bit about the other exhibition that's on at the moment called Vessel, which again is part of this Norval and Boschendal Association.
Yes, yeah. So Vessel is curated by my colleague Ali Martinez, and it's a really wonderful show to have alongside Horizon because the focus is on ceramics, and really the discussions we've had around that exhibition have been about the process of moving from the land to a form or to an object, so using clay or porcelain materials. And the exhibition features three different artists, Ben Orkin, Alistair Blair, and Jade Payton, alongside a collection of works by Art Gazette, which is a sort of artist directory that has a whole host of interesting artists, and as well as a floristry business, Mr. Monroe.
So it's a very much more tactile exhibition in terms of, and a smaller one, but it's quite dense in its own particular way.
Yes, it's got a lot of different sort of ideas and focuses, and also the element of that exhibition is that there is work for sale, so very beautiful pieces that you can keep in your home as well.
There you go. Lots of good reasons for heading out to Boschendal Manor House Gallery. It's a wonderful drive. There's a wonderful deli there as well. It's a good place to go for lunch or a coffee. And it's also very proud of this Norval and Boschendal Association giving us lots of variations on the theme. So please keep up the good work. And if you need to know more about what's happening on the visual arts scene, always pick up a copy of the Arts and Crafts Map or check into Map My Way website to know what's happening. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Irma Stern, Nudes 1916 to 1965, curated by Emeritus Professor Michael Godby, in collaboration with the Irma Stern Museum, and select private collections is the current exhibition on show. The exhibition traces Stern's treatment of the nude in different media over her long working life. Gallery times are Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Entry is free. Guided tours of current exhibitions or work in storage are by appointment only. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za. FMR.